This is Sarah Seven, and you are listening to Tornado Radio, where we're all safe and warm in the eye of the Central Texas music storm. Again, dear listeners, what you just heard was the KCD band's keyboard player, Jaden Oliver, playing one of his own songs in my living room on my not-quite-in-tune piano. And harmonizing in the background was Angela Gomez and yours truly. Anyway, this all took place one inspired afternoon when Jaden and Angelo just sort of showed up at my place. And so it was just a matter of time until we started jamming and then plotting and scheming on how to continue to kickstart the music scene around here. So it just kind of made sense for me to start recording and basically turn this into another Tornado Radio post, wherein Angelo and I tried to outdo each other in terms of just how stupid we can be. And very subtly, I think Jaden actually won that competition. Not so much for being stupid, but let's just call it being clever. It's just funny to me how conversations can be subtly different when we know that we're being recorded. Still, I think this was a productive conversation, and it's a little bit more like what most people have come to know as podcast content. But there is still some music, because this is Tornado Radio, and I always like to put music into my posts. Although it's not really so much of an interview, just people having a conversation and being recorded. Those of you listening in Central Texas will recognize some of the places that we mentioned, and you may or may not agree with our thoughts on what's going on around here. And those of you listening in places further afield might also be able to relate to the questions of what does it take to foster a local music scene? Because I imagine that wherever you live, some of the same questions keep coming up. And so wherever you live, I hope you enjoy this conversation recorded on my stupid little smartphone.
Oh, and so do we have any canned clapping or canned laughter that we can throw in?
No, I think this is fun. No.
Is it okay? No, I was just saying it just for the hell of it.
No.
You know, just to make some laugh because, you know.
None of the clapping is canned on any of my episodes just because that's
good. Good.
Anyway, yeah, so we could just sit around and yak, you know?
Yak.
Pull up a floor.
Okay,
there.
Well, let me stick my finger down the throat.
Yak.
I'm just kidding.
There's a chair there if you want.
Yeah, I'll sit here.
And I'll just.
This looks like a comfy chair,
kinda, yeah.
And you have your, we have our microphone here set up in the studio. We each have a mic, right?
Yeah. That's
nice.
Right. May not, little smartphone strikes again.
Right. And you know, wow, that's a nice little vintage amp there. Acoustic what?
Yeah.
A 1000?
I have no idea. All I know is
it says acoustic 1,000 watt stereo acoustic amp 1,000 blue tooth. Oh, I thought it was vintage. No, it just looks vintage.
It just looks vintage.
Bluetooth.
It's vintage because I bought it used from a friend of mine who played cello. Shout out Petra.
Petra.
Yeah, you remember,
I remember
her.
Petra, yes, of course. Yeah. She's made of stone.
Yeah. So we're talking with Jaden Oliver, who's the current keyboardist for the KCD band. And you've played keyboard for a few bands around here. And
I've played keyboard for quite a few bands.
And your name is Jason Oliver. What? I'm kidding. I know you, Jason.
Somebody throw something at this
I'm
guy.
Just kidding. Jaden Oliver, yeah, one of my girlfriends.
There we go.
Right. And Jaden, you're a fabulous keyboard man. That's why you're highly wanted in this area.
Well,
wanted man.
Yeah, the devil.
I was trying to avoid that. I thought it, and then you had to go there.
Yeah,
wanted dead A's. Or even deader.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know.
Copyright.
Let's drop some 80s references. No, but here's kind of the funny
thing.
Which is
way before my time.
Angelo, yeah, right. You were the keyboard player for like a minute with the KCD band.
For a little bit, yeah. I'm Angelo Gomez, not to get confused with all the other Angelo Gomez's out there. Just make sure.
Yeah, but, you know, for you to schlep back and forth between Cameron and Parts Unknown and everything, it was just, you're more of a studio keyboard player than a gigging guy at this point.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, and when you couldn't really do that job, a friend of mine suggested that I play keyboard, which is a joke. I mean, I play doggy paddle piano at best. But I suggested to...
What's doggy paddle piano?
You know, because there's nothing worse than being a genre Nazi. That's a man. Let me get. Hey, look! I tell you what.
The dog is like. Hey,
let's say.
That.
Let's get a recording of that. Let's get it to Philip Anselmo, one of my buddies. You know, and we'll get that on his label, and I'm sure, you know, he's got a market for that somewhere.
At one point, I was into playing country western, but then I discovered death metal.
Okay, awesome. Yes.
So I combined both of those genres.
Of course, of course. You know,
created a subgenre called...
Death country?
Country western death metal country.
The devil!
The devil!
We'll
take your soul! Soul!
I think that I think Anselmo has a growl school.
Growl.
Yeah.
Vocal
yeah.
technique.
A few of his classes with that, and you're there. You're there.
A yeah. For that. Anyway.
Love you, Phil. In case you hear this, man, I love you, bro. So. Anyway. Okay, I got
hands,
you.
Oompa,
oompa, oompa. No, it's good.
Yeah, that's about it. So, yeah. Yeah.
That's good because
that's better than I can.
Because I have a hard time with that.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, but you're better than I am. But
and,
anyway.
And who's this guy? This musician right here, the one right here in front of me.
The dog. Yeah.
Oh, okay, it's the dog. Sorry.
I bet he plays piano better than I do.
I thought it was just another
guest. But
I suggested
to him. I said, you know, I said, here are my limits. This is what I can do. This is what I can't do. And I said, you know, who'd be good, but I don't think he's available. Would be Jaden Oliver.
At the time, I was until later, and then I met Casey, and Casey's like, hey, why don't we come in and jam? Because T.W. Sullivan suggested you. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, buddy T.W.
Tell us who T.W. is a little
bit. T.W. was the person who used to do a lot of the bookings at O'Brien's.
Of course.
And an amazing storyteller. He's into football like crazy. I mean, he just...
Smart as a whip.
Sure, and a nice guy. And talented.
And his word carries a lot more weight than mine does. So that's why Casey remembered that recommendation.
Yeah.
Just like...
Yeah, so he talks to him, and it's like, well, Jaden Oliver. Well, you know, I mean... I don't know. There's not a lot of keyboardists in Central Texas. I mean, I know...
It makes you wonder why it's so hard to get jobs, really.
For me, one of the reasons why it's hard to get jobs is somebody expects that I'm taken, and they don't want to actually offend my bandmates.
Well, people don't think I live here.
Yeah.
Because, as you see online.
Are you from California?
Where are you from?
Are you one of them Californicators?
Well, we'll go into that later. But yes.
I don't know if he's actually from this planet, but.
I am definitely from Texas. Been here all my life. Wait, now I'm starting
from
to sound like I'm from Tennessee.
You're from the
talking
planet.
Talking to
Gomez.
Those girls. Anyway, yeah. No. I live in, I've been traveling between here and Waxahachie for how many years now? For at least 9-10 years. Mm-hmm. And it's always just been that way. I've always lived in that town and here, and I've gone weekly back and forth. I went on a hiatus for a bit from here for a while. I've got a tremendous amount of friends down here that I really, really missed.
I think you're a Bell County person, really.
I think I'm more of a Bell. I've become that for sure. That being said, I was up in Fort Worth and Dallas for a bit trying to get, back into that scene. It's going great for the people that it's going great for up there. But, mm-hmm. if you really want to jump in, you got to live in town. You got to either live like in Deep Ellum or Denton. Or where, or around the Bishop Arts District. You got to be there to jump in on the scene. That being said, Arlington's another big music scene. Fort Worth is really big.
Best ever death metal band out of Denton. Never did settle in a name.
Sure, yeah.
The best ever death metal band out of Belton.
Right, who was that? Oh, there were so many of them.
Exactly.
Azixtron is really, really good. I'm friends with the metal scene dudes around here.
Well, you were part of the metal scene once upon a day.
Back in Dallas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Dallas, Arlington, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And and of course, I can't brag enough about it, but it's
my... Hank Hill stomping ground.
It's my power. It's my vote, to be friends with the guys in Pantera and run around with all those historical figures, the guys in Rigor Mortis and...
Yeah, oh my God, you were like 3 years old at the time, right?
Yeah, sure. It was
you were
quite young.
Yeah, and they quite were just, young. They were babysitting you,
Right. No, we were all 3 years old back then. And ran around with great friends, from Archie Bunker, the band, and my good friend Ben Smith, and people like that from Minstrel Gravy. I just Thurber Mingus from Pump Jack and all that whole scene. Hammerwitch. I mean, I could go on.
But you didn't play keyboard in these bands.
Yes, I did. I played keyboard in Ariel.
I sang for Ariel.
You sang,
you fronted a band, you played bass in bands. You're kind of versatile that way.
I've done all kinds of things in bands, yes.
And with Jaden, you started out as a keyboard player, but, now you're doing vocals.
I'm doing vocals. For a long time, I started off singing and playing. I sang in church, I did that. Told to enunciate my T's like D's so that it wouldn't be too sharp in the microphone because it might hurt.
Proper
right.
diction, so we don't have any plosives.
No plosives. I've had many people just give me absolute crap about it. But
putting the accent
on the wrong side. I sang a lot, and then I started just, backing people up, because I'm just... piano player, and everybody's like, Oh, Jaden, would you play in my band? I'm like, okay, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm always game about that. I'm always open to, trying something out and trying something new. And I think that's a key thing. I'm not the most successful person. I mean, I live in Central Texas, it's not,
which is becoming, I think somebody sent me something on I can't remember, Stony, I think, mm-hmm. About mm-hmm. trying to actually make our music scene something where that we milk, we've got a lot of fantastic musicians out here, mm-hmm. people that get together. I mean, we have the equivalent of anything that's out in L.A. and New York out here.
Well, yeah. Those places are saturated. We have the talent here. I just don't think that there's quite the... I don't think people know that there's a talent.
Well, you know, we don't have enough drug scene here.
Oh, Lord. So that's cool. Oh, yeah. Okay, that'll help.
Well, you know, I mean, Austin has a scene, but
we try to milk Austin a little bit and Dallas-Fort Worth for people sometimes. Yeah. But what ends up happening is a reverse thing because we end up going out there.
Our talent goes there, and you know, but Austin is getting so saturated, and it's becoming a tech town. And I think it'll always be a music town, but...
Can I tell you something about Austin?
Go for it.
I lived in Austin. I worked at Central Market when we... The very first Central Market back in the...
Yeah.
And it was a while back, and...
Could you rephrase that?
When you were four years old.
Let's just say 19.
When you were 4 years old.
Okay.
And it was fun. I loved being there. It was so fun, right? I loved Austin. I loved Miles back in the 90s. I heard it was even better back in the 80s and the 70s. But when I was there, it was fantastic. And I was there for a long time. But I never could land a band in Austin because I played in some fantastic bands up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And in Midland, Odessa area, that's where I'm actually raised and born out there. And Wichita Falls. I've had amazing bands in Wichita Falls. But I get to Austin and just no one. Don't know why.
Years ago, somebody told me he had left the Austin scene just to get out so that he could have almost a normal life or something. But he said basically what he saw was... You were in like four bands and you hoped to God one of them would make it.
Only four?
Yeah. And what he saw was guys who were brilliant guitar players sitting in a back room, giving lessons to 13-year-olds and figuring out by ear all the lead parts for all the...
Like
making nothing minimum wage an hour to being underpaid and underappreciated. He said, I didn't want to be that guy. So he moved up to Iowa and was studying... to be a biology teacher. Another thing.
Who is that?
I honestly can't remember his name. We were just in a big air quotes here band.
Well, and we all have several friends out of Austin. I mean, who are your friends out in Austin, Jaden?
Austin refugees.
Some good recognizable names, not to drop names because we don't do that. But
I know Joe and Joe James.
Of course.
Well, you played for him.
I played for him for around about we lasted maybe a year.
Yeah, Joe James and the Dirty Good.
And the Dirty Good.
With
me, Matt Siegel, and whoever
happened to be the drummer that time.
The drummer that day.
Yeah. You guys played for a couple of my art shows. One or two. But I was always, whenever you guys played, I made sure to try to be there all the time.
Right.
And, you know, I love Joe, too. I was a big friend of his and fan as well and still talk to them to this day when I get a chance.
Yeah.
But he's out in Austin. You know anybody else out in Austin from here who just kind of left here to go out there or even Dallas besides me?
You know, I know people who just make the trek to go and play Austin quite a bit and don't even decide to live there. And I can't imagine living there, really, with traffic.
Now, not at all.
Traffic the way it is and things like that and driving around because, you can drive out forever around Austin.
Oh, I know that.
And never get out of Austin.
Sure, and just if you plan on going anywhere, make sure you go an hour ahead of time.
Right.
Because to go across town sometimes,
the
infrastructure wasn't there to hold the amount of people that came in.
I think the thing with Austin is it's almost like a diaspora, and they're moving out to the suburbs. Some of them are even coming up here, but they're going south. They're going east.
A lot of them are growing older from the time that I was there. A lot of the cool musicians are all living out in the country and stuff. You know, I've known that about a few musicians. Like I used to run around with Kim from Billy Goat.
Yeah.
Kim Pruitt, and she's very private. And here I am blabbing her name out.
Yeah.
But I love the girl. So she's a good friend. But I haven't heard from her in a while. She's very solitary now because she wanted to leave that scene, I believe, and she's, you know, out away from the big city now. I have several friends out in Austin that live out there. I'm not too sure if they're in town or not, but like Patrice Pike, And also Felix Griffin, the drummer for Dirty Rotten Imbeciles.
Well, here's a thought. When Austin became a music town, it was a lot smaller than it is. And like y'all are saying, they don't have the infrastructure to support the growth. But it wasn't much bigger than here, because there's a couple of places that are vying to be the next Austin.
I think that Waco's doing
Waco
that.
Waco is doing a pretty decent job of that.
I think that this whole area here is privy to becoming a really large music scene. If we can play our cards right, and if we could somehow align people to start getting into this mode of, first off, going out and seeing bands.
Yeah, that'd be a good
buying point. Music, mm-hmm. as Jaden always says, buying music's a big music thing.
Yeah, buying music again. I mean, it's like, I mean,
it shouldn't.
What happened to those days where you used to go buy your records and all that stuff and cassettes and CDs and albums?
Well, ever since streaming came around, that's it's been. Well, let me go to the streaming site, because if I want to listen to the Police, I can listen to all their albums for a minuscule rate, like
buying music. It doesn't even have to be on any like record or anything, because we want to do away with.
I mean, we could actually, you could download MP3s right now from Bandcamp.
Yeah,
sure. You know, and you can buy albums that way. You want to be it, and you're just hipster enough. Go buy yourself an MP3 player. Buy yourself.
If you're comfortable in your.
I was thinking he was going to say 8-track. Player or cassette player.
Yeah, really. If you're comfortable in your coolness.
Yeah.
Comfortable in your coolness. Go buy yourself an MP3 player.
Okay, so that brings me back around to the whole thing. There is this sense that we could recreate what happened in Austin, and there does seem to be a will to do it. My question has been from the get-go, can we get the best of that but avoid some of the pitfalls?
I think that avoiding pitfalls is going to be just impossible, but we can build bridges over them.
That'd be good.
Or know how to throw the ladder down there to climb out of one. We're just going to have them.
Yeah, I know. I mean, well, and this area is growing. Killeen, and it's the quintessential army town.
Oh, God,
right next to Fort The Hood.
I used to come visit my uncle when I was a little kid, and he lived on the base.
Okay. Yeah.
It's got the largest army base.
No, sorry, in the world.
In the world.
Yeah. And
which tells the tale of how big of a music scene we could possibly have. There's army people who love music. Yeah. I mean, good gosh.
Well, the problem there is they're transient. They come and go. But the people you want to attract are the retirees who are here.
Sure. Well, and you attract them as well as the transient ones, because transients come, they grab what we have and take it out there.
Yeah, that's true too. But the thing with that is people are coming from Chicago, from New York, and are landing in Temple. But Killeen is growing faster even than Temple. And people like to knock Killeen. And it's got some things about it that we wish weren't there. But it's got a lot of things going.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I mean.
It does. Yeah, of course.
In some ways.
It's, and it's just around the corner from a major hub of townships that have art and music going on. I mean, Salado.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got all these little towns that are wanting to gentrify, Hiker Heights. Nolanville, Copper's Cove.
Oh, this Cove's got some things going on.
Right, with a lot of artists out there.
And stuff going on in Lampasas, too.
Yes.
It's interesting because this is...
There's a hub here.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the locals who are developing what's going on, but then you have people coming in who are interested in seeing what's going on, and I think if they get out and look, they'll be surprised at what there is. There's a lot of cool
stuff. I'm a person who likes to talk to strangers a lot of time. I'm a hello, hey, how's it going, da-da-da-da, and I throw myself at them, you know, just to see who they are, and I guarantee about, you know, a good 60 to 70% of them are musicians and artists that are coming out here for some reason.
Oh, yeah, and that's true all over Texas, but definitely here.
So that was the conversation. But I would be very much remiss if I did not include some of Angelo's playing. Hope you all enjoy.
So you got to do this without singing, so that, you know, the little algorithms don't pick up what it is. Just play it.
Oh, just play it and see if you can guess it?
Well, as long as the algorithm doesn't guess it.
Oh.
Copyright.
Oh, sure. No, yeah.
Just play it.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so here's...
You still have your core?
Yeah, it's lurking in there. It's not... I do still have the core, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it's still working, right?
Yeah. It's just not plugged into anything.
Gotcha.
I'm just trying to rearrange my life right now. Just...
I gotcha.
And speaking of copyrighted material, get a load of this.
AC/DC is one of heavy metal's first country bands because every shit kicker in town had that AC/DC.
From here to Tulsa.
had Back in Black or anything from AC/DC in their pickup trucks alongside of Garth Brooks.
Yeah. seriously, we need to do Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap as a country song.
Yes.
For real. Yeah.
On the highway to hell. On the highway to hell. On the highway to hell. Highway to hell.
Yes, yeah, that's a wow. We are gold. That's
we
money.
Yes.
Cha-ching.
All right. If I'm ever on a highway to hell, it will most certainly be Hell, Michigan, en route to Holland, Michigan, where they have, get this, an annual tulip festival, of course. And Holland, Michigan is not to be confused with Holland, Texas, which does not have an annual tulip festival. Gee, I wonder why. Though another road to hell you might find me on is that path that involves posting content with copyrighted material. At some point, we're going to have an episode all about that, because that's kind of an interesting situation. Though when it comes to copyrighted material, one thing I would recommend is following Jaden's advice, getting on your favorite streaming site, and downloading an MP3 or a WAVE, or whatever format. And as it happens, the KCD band has been doing some recording lately, so you should be able to find some of their latest recordings on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, or one of the other major streaming services. Go and check them out. And in the meantime, this is Sarah Seven. Thanking you for listening, and as always, I wish you peace.